Did you know that what is going on in your mind is affecting your relationships? I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and I've been sharing some thoughts this week from Tom Holliday's book, The Relationship Principles of Jesus. And he makes the point that what's happening in your heart is serious business. You may think that the self-pity you heap on yourself every day isn't affecting your relationships, but it is. Well, maybe you're thinking that you cannot change the way you feel, and you're probably right about that. But as Tom says, you cannot change the way you feel, but you can change the circumstances that are causing the way you feel, and then the feelings will change. Let me give you an example. Suppose you work with a person of the opposite sex, and your relationship has become very close. In fact, though you are single and he is married, you've allowed this relationship to go way beyond the boundaries of friendship, and you've spent much alone time together, allowed the conversations to become quite intimate, and you're only a step away from beginning a physical relationship, committing adultery. You know you need to end this relationship. You know it's wrong. You know God is very displeased with your behavior, but you've convinced yourself that you simply cannot break it off. It's become too important to you. Or perhaps you've convinced yourself that you can just back it down and keep it under control. Those are lies from your enemy, Satan, and you could not be more wrong. So what do you have to do? If you want to avoid misery and heartache beyond belief, not to mention you want to live a pure life to please Jesus, well, you have to take whatever drastic steps you have to take to change the circumstances that are causing you to feel this great need and love for the wrong person. You change jobs. You change churches. You move to another city. Whatever it takes. You cannot change your feelings, perhaps, but you can change your circumstances that are causing the feelings. Jesus said, if your hand offends you, cut it off. If your eye offends you, cut it out. It is his principle of dealing drastically with temptation and sin. And believe me, you are well advised to put it into practice if necessary. You will never regret going God's way. Did you know you can sign up to receive our devotionals via email? They come every weekday. They will just help start your day right. All you have to do is register at our website, ChristianWorkingWoman.org. Thousands of people get these every weekday, and we'd love for you to join them. Also, we're always glad to pray for you, and you can submit prayer requests there as well. ChristianWorkingWoman.org.